We're rolling.
Hello!
We're back again.
Evening.
Evening all. Thank you for joining us.
For episode 3!
Yeah, we're now up to episode 3, and things are getting exciting.
Yes, they are. We have quite a themed episode.
Yeah,
today.
We've got this, built this together, pretty sharpish, but I think we've got a good show lined up for today.
I think so. Very, very
focused.
Yes.
Definitely focused.
Yes. We went to see The Fighter today.
Yep, we had the cinema to ourselves.
Yes, we did.
Which is always good.
Yes. I've never had the cinema to myself before, actually.
Never?
Nope.
Just me and you.
Yep.
Middle row, VIP seats. We could spread out.
Spread our wings. No.
Quite romantic, actually. I thought it was very Valentine-esque between
what,
us.
The Fighter?
No, me and you in the cinema together.
Yeah. Well, we got Monday for that as well.
True. There's always Monday.
Valentine's. I noticed they were doing offers, actually.
Yeah, I saw that. They were doing Valentine's couples meal. It was like $10.95 for two drinks and popcorn. It was the same deal, but it just with a hearts on the cup instead or something. So you pay an extra £2.
So it wasn't really...
It was just dodgy. I think maybe they give a rose with it, but... Anyway.
Oh.
Do you want to give us a bit of a...
Rundown?
Yeah, give us a rundown.
Yeah, well, we'll review The Fighter for you. Shortly. We're also going to go over our usual big industry news, a few competitions for you. But our major topic for the week is going to be character building.
Yes, because I think character building is very important for anything.
Well, anything writing or acting.
Yeah.
You can't do either without
a character.
So they're very important. Have we got any... We haven't got a crazy anecdote, have we?
What do you mean?
We usually start with a fun anecdote. We haven't had a fun one today, this week, that we can giggle about.
Yeah, it's a bit sad, isn't it?
It is a shame.
We might get one later on in the show. It might just pop up out of nowhere. Hopefully.
Yeah.
But anyway, thanks for listening again.
Yes. Oh, yes. A little bit of an update. We have many more subscribers.
Yep.
This is
very going up.
Oh, and we have, if you're new, you won't have noticed, but we also have a new logo.
Created by Wayne.
Yeah, which I cooked up in...
10 minutes.
Oh, be generous, Jem. It was about 30 minutes. Without you being there at all to guide me.
I know, that's why it's abysmal. That's why it's just basic. But it's better than Podomatic, I guess.
Yes, that's true.
But we like Podomatic.
We do like Podomatic. Podomatic help us to host our podcast. If you do want to set up your own podcast, I would go to Podomatic. It's a good starting point. It is podomatic.co.uk.com, is it?
I don't have a clue.
Podomatic.com.
Yeah.
Which is what we create our...
we stream podcast our podcast through.
Yeah.
But anyway, I guess we should start because we don't want to blabber on too much.
No, we don't. It's late.
It is late, and I need to get to bed because I've got to be up early.
Yes, and me. Off to London for the weekend.
We're both off to London.
Woohoo!
But not together.
But not together.
No.
Shame. Although we might bump into each other on the town.
Possibly.
Possibly. I guess
we should get on with the show.
I guess we should.
So.
Let's go.
Let's go. Okay, so we're talking about The Fighter.
The Fighter!
The aggressive film that is The Fighter. What a name. Did you like the name? What do you think of the title?
Well, I don't think it was very imaginative.
Says everything.
But it doesn't really, does it?
No, it was a bit of a naff title, to be honest. Although, as I said, I did only go to watch this film because of all the hoo-ha about Christian Bale, really.
Yes.
So, but he was good. He was very good.
He was very good. I think he easily stole the whole film.
Yeah.
There were
Which
times...
Which is part of the problem.
Well, yes. Well, that's it. There were times when he was on screen and he wasn't part of the main action. He was just in shot, yeah. And I was constantly watching him.
His facial expressions were just hilarious.
When he's sitting on the sofa in absolute shock, yeah. Because of his girlfriend.
It was like a quiet shock. Like, I'm not going to... An internal shock that he weren't, like, sharing with anybody else.
Yeah.
No, that's good.
Very, very, very good acting from Mr. Bale.
But so what did you actually think of the film on the whole?
On the whole, well,
I think it's definitely a dip from the films we've been seeing recently.
Yeah.
Quite a major dip. I really didn't. I don't think I enjoyed this film so much.
I enjoyed it as a very, very casual watch.
Yeah.
It's up for a lot of Academy Awards, though.
But is that based on the actual Christian Bale's acting? Are they acting awards, or is it actually like screenplay?
Well, you've got there's Best Picture, Best Director, Best Supporting Actor. I mean, I don't think he can win Best Director.
No.
There was nothing really...
That stood out.
The only slightly clever arty-farty camera type thing they did was when they followed the phone cable.
I noticed that.
That's the only one that I kind of went, oh, I like that. But then I was going, well, what's the point in that?
Yeah, it didn't achieve anything more than if you just cut straight to her holding the phone talking.
Yeah, exactly. All it told me was the phone was meant to be in another room and she was sitting in a different room. Mm. That's all I got from that. So yeah, I don't think it's likely to win Best Director. I think Bale's quite likely to win Best Supporting Actor. I think he did a very, very good job.
But do you think maybe that's like what the whole hype is now? Do you think that's why it's probably... Because not many people thought it was going to be that popular, they thought, with like it in Rocky Shadow, really, that it weren't going to be a hit. But I think now, because like even for me, just knowing that seeing old Christian Bale, Best Supporting Actor, that was the whole drive for me to go watch his film, to be honest.
Yeah, I have to say, the reason I wanted to see the film was because I'd saw Christian Bale in the trailer looking really skinny and really old, and I thought... That's not right. And I was intrigued, really, more than anything else. And I'd heard good things about Christian Bale's acting in it. So that probably was... I mean, there wasn't much of a sell. It was kind of like, let's come and see Rocky, but based on a true story.
Yeah.
I mean, I've not seen Rocky.
Shock horror.
Which is terrible. But it's not the sort of film that...
I think Rocky's definitely better than The Fighter. So I think I would
all of the Rockies, or just the one Rocky? Because I've heard Rocky 3 sucks.
There's certain ones that dip a little, but I still think they're better than The Fighter. I didn't like this film. I just didn't.
I gathered when you came out.
I was just like...
It turned to you in the credits. That look of...
Yeah.
Whereas with the other ones, King's Speech and Black Swan, you kind of had a little bit of a...
But I just, as I say, like, I just weren't... I didn't care about him. I didn't care about him winning. I didn't... Like, his character was boring. He just was, like, a little...
Yeah.
Complaining about... Just, if you're going to fight, just go fight. Like, I just didn't like him. I didn't root for him to win. That's what I thought was lacking the most.
But I don't know whether that was...
I mean, who...
Fault on Mark Wahlberg's...
Hmm.
Who plays the lead... In inverted commas.
Yeah, but then is it
Mickey Ward?
But we were just saying that we can't really. Who is the lead? Like, are we actually trying to focus? Because we've got a bit of two. I think there's a bit of two stories going on there.
Yeah.
Because you've got like with what's his name? I forgot. Well, I've just blanked out. His brother. What's his brother's name again? Christian Bale, who was Dickie in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't really know. Like, were we? Was he just living his dream through his brother, or
well, that's
was it's
what
his
I
brother's
thought, yeah.
dream? So it's kind of I got a bit mixed up, so I didn't know who I was.
Yeah, I mean, by the end of it, as I was saying to you, the end of it when he was in that final fight, I was getting more psyched up because Christian Bale was psyching up his brother. Mm. I was more psyched up by Christian Bale's performance there than his brother's performance. When Christian Bale's going, think of all the shit we've been through for the last 10 years, and you put it in that ring. And that kind of got me psyched, but then it was kind of like, okay.
Do you think maybe that's what the director was going for, maybe then? Like a sort of joint protagonist?
Possibly, yeah. But I don't... The problem was, Mickey Ward, who's the younger brother, played by Mark Wahlberg, the problem was he wasn't a big enough character to be able to do that with Christian Bale.
No.
Christian Bale's character was so out there, and Mark Wahlberg's was just
just dull, there was wasn't nothing he? To he him. Was really dull.
There was nothing to him. I don't know how he managed to pull a girl so easily. because, quite frankly, he was boring. And if I was a girl, I wouldn't be attracted to him.
But we were saying, though, like, his character, like, we didn't sympathise with him.
No.
And but we were saying there is a lot, there was a massive lack of detail towards his character. Like, we saw Christian Bale and Mickey, Dickie being, like, the way he was. We saw his world. We saw where he was coming from. He was this drug addict. He had it all and he lost it all. And then you've got his brother who's sort of, like, kind of, he has a chance to have it, but he's moping about, does he want it, doesn't he want it? And then he's not living with his daughter. And then it's sort of like, it just, you didn't, I don't know, didn't get enough detail about his side of the story.
No.
And I didn't really, that's why I think I didn't care for him at the end.
And I kind of found as well that the film was really slow starting. Really slow to actually get the detail out.
Yeah, it did take a while to
it
get
got,
going.
It got to the point where I realised I was concentrating more on how much toffee was on the particular pieces of toffee-covered popcorn, 75p popcorn.
That's definitely a worry.
And I realised I'd been concentrating on getting the most toffee I could on my popcorn for like 10 minutes at the start.
It did take ages just to get the film going, and I don't know.
It was just, yeah, I mean, I just didn't care about, with his love interest, it came too quick.
It was done. She didn't, all right, she had a little moment with his family, they didn't get on, but it weren't nothing serious.
No.
He never totally chose one or the other, so there weren't a massive conflict. It was like, all right, well, I'll have a bit of both.
Yeah.
With his daughter, we didn't even see if he even cared about his
daughter. Well, I think his daughter was on screen twice with him, three times in the whole film, maybe.
But I also think that was a bit of, like, bad acting a bit there, where I didn't feel, I don't know.
Yeah.
I know the daughter was young, but, I mean, even there, it felt really false, and it felt...
Yeah, well, and as you say, like, we didn't know why him and his ex-wife had split up.
No, so...
So we didn't care.
Yeah, if we knew about that, maybe we'd think, oh, I feel a bit sorry for him now. He's left with no one, he hasn't even got his daughter, and his wife's away with a new man, we should feel more sympathy. But we didn't know how that came about.
Yeah.
Therefore, we didn't really sympathise with him, because he could have been an arsehole. That's why it ended.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. And the thing was, as well, they were kind of playing it like, you're never going to get to see your daughter. Okay, but they didn't really play with that much.
No, they didn't
push it. There was a mini argument on screen,
yeah,
and then a mini argument over the phone.
Yeah. And I thought it was weird. I know it was a bit different, but even when he came to Dawn, he seemed to be more friends with his wife's new husband than his actual wife. And I thought, even then, it's a bit more conflict if you just have them as hating each other and really angry. Like, just add a bit of boost, but it just seemed that his character just always stayed on that one level and never really...
Yeah, the whole way through, it was kind of like, I keep losing my fights.
Yeah.
I want to win some fights.
Oh, now that he gets so low and then he wins a few, but even when he won the few, it's like, I still don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
And he didn't seem like he cared.
No.
He wasn't really that ecstatic.
Yeah.
Apart from at the very end.
Yeah. And I thought, for me as well, the most powerful scene, which I thought was pretty, like, got to me a bit, was the bit when he was in jail and he was watching his documentary. And that's where, that is sympathy, because I felt really sorry. He's watching his little son, seeing him, and suddenly he's really angry that, oh, this is actually what I've become. And the whole time, didn't he, like, originally think that this documentary was him about his comeback?
Yeah.
And then it was him about how much of a lowlife he's actually become. And I just say that I literally, like, Mark Wahlberg was definitely secondary for me, even though the film is about him getting the title, or is it? I don't know. I'm confused.
For me, it was kind of, looks like it was written to be Mark Wahlberg's character, Mickey Ward, getting the title, overcoming all the shit that's thrown at him, and yet the performance, the actual final product, is it's kind of changed to how it should be on the script.
Yeah.
To Christian Bale living the dream that he wanted to live when he was a boxer through his brother.
Yeah, which was more actual entertaining than his brother actually winning it. Like,
yeah.
It just, I don't know, I think somewhere in between there, they got mixed up of what they were actually trying, whose story they were trying to make it for. And I think by trying to tackle both of their stories, just made us not care. Yeah.
It's like, I didn't really care about the mum.
No, I thought they were quite a cool family. I thought the way the family set up was, that was quite neat.
Yeah.
I love having all, like, the sisters sitting around moaning. That was really nicely done. So the family was a nice thing there. But I just, still, it just...
There were a few good comedy moments in there.
Oh yeah, there was quite. I loved the bits every time Christine
Ben jumps out the
just
window.
Jumps out the window and lands in the bag. But the thing is, people knew, so that they were already going to the back window before.
Well, that's
even.
It. I loved when his mom knocked on the door and she runs around the back and there's literally been 5 seconds since she's knocked on the door and you just hear
bam. No, there was some good funny parts in there.
Yeah.
But overall, I think it just didn't hit the mark.
No, I think. My issue was it was far too formula for my liking.
You felt it. You knew
how it was going to end. You knew where it was going. You knew when the fallouts were happening that they'd all make up near the end. It was just another sort of Hollywood tack.
Yeah, and it's a shame because I thought I don't know. As you say, the cast was decent. It was quite a good setup. It was nice, but I just think because they're trying to redo something that's been done and audiences are more. As I said earlier, I think more audience are more educated now, and it's just we don't just fall for that easily anymore.
No. Well, it was kind of there was no moments. There was a couple of moments where I thought, "Oh, okay, they are taking this in a slightly different direction," and then they knock it back onto the same story. It's kind of like, "Okay, I'm going to go and get the money that he needs," and I thought, "Oh, okay, that's where it's going."
Yeah.
And then 10 minutes later,
we're going to cut that. Yeah, when you're going to just put
that mission's over. We're just going to throw you back into trying to win fights.
I don't know.
Which didn't do anything for me.
So unfortunately I wasn't too pleased. I mean, it was okay. It's an average film, but...
Yeah, it's a good casual watch.
Yeah, but other than that, I wouldn't say... It's nowhere on the level of The King's Speech or Black Swan.
No, it's not a film I'd go out and buy.
Yeah.
It's another one that's worth one watch.
If that.
If you like, if you're a fan of Christian Bale.
Or fighting films,
like Rocky films and things like that, go see it. Otherwise.
Yeah, save your money and go watch something else.
There's not really much point.
So, how would you. We always give our films a rating.
Out of 10.
What would you give this? I'm kind of actually pushing. I know it might sound harsh, but I think 5 means average. Mm. Wouldn't you say 5's average?
Yeah, I'd say 5's average.
So I would say this is probably 4.5 for me. It's just below
average.
Yeah,
I'm about 5-4 on it.
I think 5 at a push. Like, it's a watch.
I'd stick it on 5 because there are good moments. Christian Bale's acting is very good. There are some good comedy elements to it. I said earlier to you that I loved the use of the boxing camera.
Yeah.
You know, I thought that was a nice touch. There are little things in there that you go,
little bits of gold and then
around.
Yeah,
but on the whole, you know where it's going. You know what's going to happen.
You don't really
there's
sympathize
no,
for
there's
the
no
character,
surprise.
Character. No.
Yeah, and Mark, I don't know whether it's Mark Wahlberg's fault or whether it's the director or the writer's
fault.
Or is
Christian Bale acting too good?
Or Christian Bale stealing the spotlight, which he loves to do. I'd say a 5.
Yeah,
I think that's being slightly generous.
Watch it if you've got the spare time, but I mean, don't go out of your way.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
All right, then I guess we'll wrap that there.
Aye. Okay.
So.
Topic of the week.
Our topic of the week, because I thought last week we kind of hinted, but I think we want to get straight back on the sort of writing, acting, how they can complement each other. So this week we sort of, you've been creating characters, haven't you?
I have, actually, working on our show. We've been basically just throwing out characters where we can, churning them out, just to experiment, really. And I think it links quite nicely to our saying lack of character as well from The Fighter.
Yeah.
Very relevant.
Well, I've been writing for a few competitions at the moment, so I've also been creating new characters, and it's... So I just wanted to get your opinion on what you think, like, as an actor, how do you go about starting? So when you're going to put on a new play, where do you start when it comes to making a character?
You see, where an actor would do it isn't really too useful to a writer, because I usually start... I mean, it varies from actor to actor, it really does, but I usually start from the physicality of the actor. I kind of work out how they stand, how they walk... once I've got that down, you know, in the little gestures.
But then couldn't I just apply that to, like, alright, I might not be doing the actual physical stuff myself, but then can I not visualise this character doing these sort of things? And
you can do. The difficulty is you've then already separated yourself from the character. You've already created that separation. Whereas if I'm walking around a room as that character, I'm already in its mind frame. It's very biological, scientific-y stuff. But
then you say that, but then when the writer does sit down, he still has to... He connects with those... He's connecting with these characters he's making,
mm-hmm.
but he's not physically acting it. Therefore, you can't really say that he's not linked in with that character.
No, he will be linked into that character, but I don't think a writer could link in to a character to the same degree as they would be if they were embodying that character.
But like, I know I've listened to a lot of writing interviews, and mm-hmm. some people, when they're writing their characters, some of them say, like, they literally, at that moment, they feel they're that character, and when they're writing it, sometimes they might, if that character's crying, they might cry with it.
Well, if a writer is capable of doing that, then that's always good. But, I mean, as from a strictly writing point of view, to let's say it's a writer with no acting ability or whatever,
yeah.
Then it becomes considerably more difficult.
But that's what I'm saying. This is what I want to get to know, because, as I say, I'm not a trained actor, but I mm-hmm. still need to... I like writing. I want to be able to make these characters. So how could you say creating these characters would... Can you apply your acting technique, whatever you do, to get those characters? How can that somehow relate? Maybe how can I best embody that character while I'm writing?
What I would probably do as a writer is skip to what I consider my next step. Is once I've got the physicality, I don't really worry about the voice. Sometimes the voice helps me, but once I've got the physicality, I think about the life of the character. I think about their age, their name, because names can say a lot about people. Basically all the written stuff about them. Their childhood, where they went to school, what their favourite food is, you know, really little minor details. I mean, as an actor, it's really important that we know these things off the cuff, so somebody can go to us, watch your address, and we can reel it off without having to think about it. So if you can get into that level of detail of your character, suddenly, when you put a character into a situation, suddenly you can justify exactly why they do something. For example, today there was I was playing an old man who gardens in his spare time, and the question was thrown at me, oh, what's your favourite flower then? Now, I know nothing about gardening, absolutely nothing, and the actor asking me this question thought, I'm going to catch him out here. He's expecting me to say something like a rose or a daffodil or something like that.
Yeah.
And I thought, instantly, I thought, well, this character's meant to be like 75. And he gardens a lot, so he's going to know a lot of flowers.
He's going to know, like, the proper...
So I thought, what's the first flower that I actually know the proper name of? And it was rhododendron. I didn't even think about it, really, properly. It was a split-second decision. He's got to be intelligent, rhododendron.
Yeah.
And it's just things like that. Instantly, you can justify things. I mean, that was a bit of a poor example, but...
Yeah.
You get the idea.
But then, like you're saying there, like you're saying, oh, I know, or you pull out and say, well, this is what I think this character on the spot. But then doesn't, like, with writing sometimes, some people say, all right, you've got your character,
mm-hmm.
then you put him in that situation, and sometimes he can come along and surprise the writer and be like, oh, I'm going to go do that. Does that ever happen when you come to acting? Like, you actually think, oh, I didn't know he would actually go this way.
All the time.
Isn't that not the point where the art, is that not when it's become sort of, this character is alive now?
Yeah.
Definitely.
I mean, the best thing is when your character acting is throwing them into improvisations. The idea of, okay, this is your scene, go. And then something will come out of it.
Mm.
I mean, today, after we'd created all these characters the last couple of weeks, we essentially auditioned our characters to be in the show that we're creating. So we basically just interviewed the characters, asked them questions that they hadn't really prepared for, and so many details came out. That we hadn't planned.
Do you think that's sort of maybe, is that like a, that must be a subconscious, that must be when you're, it's not, the, they're not sort of linked, because I think, I don't know with acting, but I mean, do you get to that point, like you said with the flower there, when you thought of it,
mm-hmm.
like you, did you, because you went and thought that, or was that just what, bam, instantly came to you, or was it, oh, well, this guy is old, do you make all those connections first, then you do, or is it a subconscious, bam, like, I've got that?
It's quite scientific. The biological, the theory behind it, but basically the idea is once you physically embody the character, your brain's chemicals
sort of
flow around.
It's wired already to that he's thinking.
Yeah,
so the thought pattern, you think, okay, I've now I'm in his thought patterns.
Yeah, it's sort of the you've got mind over matter. If you get into the right frame of mind, you can make yourself cry, for example.
Yeah.
If you get in emotionally in your head, oh, I'm really upset, you can make yourself cry. It works exactly the other way around. So if you walk around like you're depressed, before long, you'll feel depressed.
Feeling, yeah.
And it's exactly the same concept. You get into the role of the character, you embody it, you maybe put on the voice or whatever, and before long, you're not thinking as yourself.
Yeah.
Unless something breaks it, like somebody says something funny that really makes you laugh.
Yeah.
But and then it's kind of, if you're acting properly, it should be subconscious.
Yeah, you shouldn't sort it. That's what I'm thinking. Like, I reckon the more, I guess, the better your sort of acting skill is, the ability to say, now I'm him, now I'm this person, now I'm already thinking like this person. Is it not like the time difference between, like, thinking, okay, now I have to think because I'm this actor, this person. Mm. Then I did it. And if that is slower, then
the moment you start thinking that character wouldn't think that.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking.
You have literally just got to go with the flow with it, and then, as you say, it does surprise you.
Yeah.
And sometimes storylines can take a completely different turn, and it can add a really nice element of twist to things that because as a writer you won't have seen coming, and therefore as an audience they probably won't have seen coming either. So,
but that's what I mean. I think maybe it is just you have to get to know your character enough. You're in his mind frame now. I guess you can't at the beginning. Maybe your character, you're not gonna know so much about him. You've got to get to know him or her anyway, and then once you get to know them more, then it will flow much easier because you now know the way they're working,
yeah,
the way
exactly.
they're thinking.
Question to you. When you're building a character or creating a character, where do you usually start? Because I usually start with physicality, but you're not likely to do that. So,
well, you say physicality, but I say, yeah, I probably do go straight to the second step. How do I see this person? Like, I will think visually, like, oh, he's this tall, he wears these kind of clothes, and that's where I start with it. And then I think, oh, how do I think he would sound? But usually dialogue comes a bit after, so. It's kind of strange. I just have the character, but I was saying like what you were saying there is, like, they will change. Like, at first I saw him like this. I go back, I write it all down. The next day I come back. Oh, actually, he might be a bit like this. And sometimes it just comes back. And each day, sometimes there's a new side to him or a new. So that comes
well,
up
that,
as well.
That's the thing as well that I've found really interesting over the last year or two when I've been working on characters is the realization that. No character is the same in every situation.
Yeah.
Your character is very 2D if they react the same way to every situation, every person they meet. The relationships with people can change things so dramatically. Like, a character that might be really aggressive to everyone, they meet, let's say it's a guy, if they meet a girl that they really adore, suddenly their gentle side will come out.
Well, when it comes to script writing, that is what you use to expose your character. You put him in a situation that, all right, we've met this guy, he's angry, he beats someone up. The next scene, you stick him in with his girlfriend. What is he like with his girlfriend? Now I know this is another side of his character. So it works that way when it comes to writing. But, as we were saying, going back to the fighter, this is another thing that I think is interesting. Okay, we've got your character now, but how you know what he looks like, you know what he's thinking, but then how do you make an audience, or someone reading your work, how do you make that person sympathise or make your character likeable?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because at the end of the day, if your character, no one likes your character, no one's going to care what happens to them.
I usually find that comedy is the best way to do it. Take Christian Bale's character in The Fighter. I loved his character because he was funny. He was a waste of space. He was an arsehole. An absolute arsehole. He didn't help. He said he helped his brother. He was doing everything for the good of his brother. But he wasn't. He was doing it for selfish reasons. And yet, I still adored that character. Because he was funny.
But then, if we look into it deeper, is it the fact that we see him as less than ourselves? He's in a worse situation than us. So we're
possibly.
Like, we're superior to him because we can see how down he is. And we laugh at the comedy, but it's only because we're laughing at his downfall. We're laughing at how...
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
It's sort of like, we're like, look at him, he's a downbeat guy. We're on a better level than him, so we can laugh at him. Whereas, maybe that's why with Mark Wahlberg, we were sort of... He was just us. He was just standard. Like, he was no... He weren't. Yeah. He didn't have many flaws.
No, he didn't really have many flaws. He didn't really have many quirks about him either. He was just plain Jane.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. Yeah, just nothing to him, really. Mm. Didn't really... But then that's what I'm saying with writing, acting. I guess it's those... It's the little things that actually add up. That make you understand that character.
But I think a lot of the issue, possibly, with The Fighter was the fact that Mark Wahlberg probably didn't have much influence in the way the character was. I mean, it's based off a true story or whatever, but you can really tell that Christian Bale made that character his own.
Yeah, but then it goes back to the acting. Is it not... Okay, if the character isn't that good, but shouldn't you try add some your own touch to it?
I feel for Mark Wahlberg in that film because I hate playing essentially the romantic leads because I think they're usually written to be really dull and boring. So when I've got a character, first thing I try to do is I try to go against the obvious. I try and find that usually there's one line somewhere that will just say something to you, and I think Christian Bale kind of did that at times. And I think if you can make a character memorable, the audience are going to love it.
Yeah.
That's the important thing. Whether they're going to love it from a artistic point of view or whether they're genuinely going to love the character. I mean, there are characters that people love that are horrible and they love them because they hate them.
Yeah.
But it's usually because they're memorable. Because they're so horrible. Do you know what I mean? So, I think, I'd say comedy is one of the easiest ways of doing it, because usually if the audience is laughing at them, they relate to them, like we were saying last week.
Building up the sympathy as well. Yeah.
And just things like...
Making them human, I guess, as well. Humanising them to them as much as possible, showing them they have their flaws, showing them their
different... Well, yeah, exactly. Nobody's perfect. Everybody says stupid things. Everybody's... has a horrible side where they bite at people and stuff. None of this. Look at me, I'm such a nice guy.
Just an average. It's not good to be average in film, is it?
No.
It's not good to just be Mr. I'm standard. I guess, most people would be happy in normal life, but I mean, with a character, you can't just be plain.
Well, the key word is character. If you're plain, you're not a character in that respect. Like when people say, oh, he's a character. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So. News! Big industry news!
The news.
Right.
Wayne, what is your news story this week?
My news story is a news story I'm very, very happy about. As you all probably know, it is the BAFTAs on Sunday, which... Woo! By the time we get this out, will probably have happened.
Are you even going to have a chance to watch it on Sunday?
I should be back, I think, from London on Sunday. So
I'll probably have to. What time is it on, ITV or BBC?
Probably ITV. Although, it probably won't be broadcast live, will it?
Mm.
They usually don't broadcast them live, they usually tape them.
Probably.
So it might be on. Anyway.
It's on Sunday.
My favourite actor ever... who was knighted in 2009, which also made me very happy. So Christopher Lee is receiving an Academy Fellowship at the BAFTAs. I believe he still holds the world record for the most number of film credits. He's appeared in nearly 200 of them. He's played the Man with the Golden Gun, Saruman from Lord of the Rings... Dracula, Count Dooku in Star Wars, my favourite films ever. Very, very big actor. You'll know him if you see him. He's in his late 80s now. I think like about 86, 87. And still going strong. I think he's producing another heavy metal album soon as well, which I think is fantastic. Absolute legend.
So basically he's your idol.
He is my idol. Everybody respects him in the industry. He's just wow. And for him to be getting a fellowship, I think is very well deserved. About time. It took them far too long to knight him. Just wow. it needed to happen. I'm glad it's happening. Couldn't go to a better actor, really.
Fair enough.
So our next little news story. Well, it's kind
it's
of
a bit of a joint one. It's just about just festivals, up and coming festivals.
Yeah, there's a few coming up. I'm going to one which is called Perform, or specifically Perform 2011.
You don't want to turn up at last year's one.
No, that would be odd. Essentially, this is a little festival that's aimed towards the actors, and a little bit of backstage work as well, but mainly the actors. Essentially, it's a gathering of professionals giving workshops and talks on various things, such as writing a CV, picking a good headshot, networking, even acting abilities, like acting on screen, which I'll be having a look into when I'm there. The dates are Friday the 11th of March to Sunday the 13th of March. It's a 3-day festival. You don't have to go to all three. I, myself, am only going to the Sunday because I can't make the others, unfortunately. It's in London, Olympia, specifically, which I don't know if Olympia is a little region or whether it's a specific building. I assume it's a specific building.
Well, I have no idea, to be honest.
But yeah, the tickets are relatively cheap as well for what you get in. All the workshops there are free. Well, inclusive in the price, rather.
Do you have to sort of book those, though? Are they like, once you get there, you've got to book them quick because they're going to fill up?
Because
I know, as I said to you, I'm going to one this weekend, and they've said to me, get there early because you need to book in to make sure you want to get on the workshop that you want to go to.
Basically, when you book your tickets, it asks you which workshops you're intending to go to.
Oh, okay.
And you just tick the boxes, and I'm pretty sure that secures your place in them.
So how much are these tickets, and where can you get a ticket?
If you go to www.performshow.co.uk, that's performshow.co.uk, if you go on there, you can book your tickets. For a one-day pass, it's £12, which I think is an absolute bargain for what you're getting, essentially, a day full of workshops. You can pick and choose which ones you want to go to. For a two-day pass, it's £21. And for a three-day pass, absolute bargain at £29. You can also get child tickets. It's open to children. And also, they've got family deals as well. £37.50 for a one-day pass for two adults and two children. Yeah. And it goes up progressively from there. But I think really good deal, really worth looking into. Cheap, just at a day to network, really, exactly. More than anything else.
Well, I'm going to a film festival this weekend. It's called a Future Film at the BFI, which is just next to Waterloo off the South Bank. And again, exactly the same sort of thing. Unfortunately, I guess this will probably go out and it'll already be over, so I'll probably talk about how it went down, because there's a lot of workshops. You've got script writing workshops, networking, all the same sort of stuff with you, but it's just based around films. But I do think there's a lot of these sort of festivals coming up, and they are usually aimed at quite younger people, just getting you in the industry. But I mean, as you say, it's a great place to go, like going to these festivals just to network.
Yeah.
And I mean, you meet loads of people. If you were to go pay for maybe what you'd learn there, that's going to cost so much money just to go do it, a course like that. But they're going to just stick it in one day for £30, then
I mean, the good thing about these is they don't assume that you've been trained. As far as I'm aware, they don't assume you've been trained.
No.
There's courses and workshops, I believe, about finding courses and workshops to get you trained and stuff. So I think the assumption is
it's just open. It's like, even if you just want to start in the industry, then they're to help you.
They one of the key things there, they say to you, it's like the workshops about networking. It's all there, all at your disposal. I mean, if I knew this sort of stuff when I was younger, I could have been a child star
already.
But I didn't know how.
You could have been Harry Potter.
I could. Don't say that, please.
I'm sorry.
I am not Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh, you look a bit like him.
Shut up.
But no, they're just great. I think go to any of these festivals. They're cheap. They're so cheap. And you're going to meet loads of people. You're going to have
£12.
They're going to be fun. My one's 2 days and it's £15. Like, you can't say no to that. You're going to watch films. You're going to meet people.
Yeah. I mean, it's £12 for my one, right? And it's 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. every day. That's nearly a pound an hour.
It's a bargain. So go to festivals.
Just do it. You'd be stupid not to.
Yeah. So book on them.
Mm-hmm. Before they sell out.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure they'll sell out pretty quick if they're going at that cheap price.
Yes, indeed.
And finally.
Finally, some shameful plugging.
Oh.
I have something new to plug today.
What now?
What do you mean, what now?
Always plug it.
Well, I want to plug my show.
Go on in, plug it.
I am going to be performing alongside my colleagues at the University of Northampton at the Royal and Durngate Theatre in Northampton.
Which has a website,
which is www.royalanddurngate.co.uk.
Is that the squiggly and, or is it actual?
No, it's an actual, the word and, A-N-D. Okay. Durngate is spelt D-E-R-N, gate. Yeah, you can find it on there. The show is Caucasian Chalk Circle by Bertolt Brecht. The one I am in is on the 22nd of March. There's also another show performed by the other half of the year with a different director on the 23rd of March. Tickets are £16, but you can book them through the Royal and Donate website. Unfortunately, there's no concessions or anything like that. I think the cost of the venue, the university is trying to get the money back off that, I think. But yes, go come and see me in that. That'd be grand. Yeah. That's my really, really shameful plugging.
That is shameful.
Come and support us and the whole course and all my colleagues. It'd be grand. Thanks. yes. Are you going to send your email out for the feedback this week? Are you going
to
play it safe?
No, the thing is, I need to, as I said to you, I need to sort out my own website really quick because I need to make business cards if I want to get networking with
that's
people.
That's true.
Not yet. Plus, if I give out my ones now, it's just, they're not good emails.
Oh.
They're just not
no,
good.
No, they're not, actually. Yeah.
They're like the kind of emails you write when you're 13. And my one was highly influenced by The Matrix. So that is kind of why I'm not.
Is that where you got
that.
The idea from?
Yeah, that is where my. Originally, after I watched The Matrix, I was like, that is going to be my email.
I am the one.
Shh, come on, you're giving it away. But anyway, yeah, so it's one of those kind of emails at the moment. When you think you're cool and you're going to make an email account to, I don't know, chat.
I've never made an email account that's cool.
That's because you're not cool.
Alright.
Anyway, I'm sorry, you.
Yes.
You're so cool.
Thank you. You can send feedback to us. Oh! I had a competition that I wanted to put forward.
Oh, go on then.
Because I threw together a logo.
Yeah.
In half an hour, tops. I was thinking,
yes.
Because my attempt was not grand.
It was pretty piss poor.
If you have any spare time that you have nothing to do with.
Literally
no
time. Like that time
to
you're
do.
Just going to let it go.
Yeah, if you're sitting on Facebook just clicking refresh, seeing what people are doing, killing time. If you'd be so kind as to do us what you think would be a fabulous logo.
It's not because we're lazy.
Well, we've got a logo.
Oh, yeah.
We can continue to use that. But we'd quite like a better logo.
Yeah.
So if you're a Photoshop type or whatever. A creative type. I like what you did there. If you're a creative type.
We would love a logo.
Throw together a logo better than the one we've got.
Put Wayne's to shame.
Yes. Look, I'm busy.
And where do we send it to?
If you send it to Wayne Ingram at wayne-ingram.co.uk with the subject, the creative types logo. We will pick the best one and I think use that as our logo.
Yeah, we will.
I think that's a fair competition.
I think at the end of the day, anyone's is going to be better than yours. So we will go with whatever is sent in. We will find
out. I wouldn't say that because we might get one, you know.
If we get a We'll,
yeah, but
we like our listeners so much that if it's worse than yours, I'm going to stick it up anyway.
Yeah, but then you're encouraging people to send, you know, logos in with any sort of expletives.
How old are you? Okay, no expletives, please.
No expletives or grotesque images of genitalia or anything like that. Anything inappropriate, we will not use as a logo. But anything appropriate, we'll pick the best one, and we'll use that as our logo.
And where are you on Twitter?
You're just feeding me with them today, Joe. if you can follow me on Twitter at Wayne_Ingram. Speaking of Twitter, where can they follow you on Twitter?
Well, you can follow me at my script quotes on Twitter. Yep, and you'll find me. It's not my actual name, but my name is on there, Jem. But find me, add me. I've got more followers than Wayne.
Oh, I think I hit 50 today.
I hit 107 today. Go me. Go Team Jem. So I think at the moment I'm beating Wayne, so maybe you lot should follow him because he needs some followers. He's a bit lonely.
I'm getting better at the whole Twitter thing, though.
Yeah.
I'm getting better.
It takes a while to get used to it. I haven't been tweeting enough recently, but...
No. But yes, I don't think there's... Oh! My website!
Oh my god, what else?
How could I forget my website?
What have you done to your website?
Well... The website now has the feed for this on there.
Oh, so we can get to it.
If you go on the website, it will the latest feed will be on the front page. Also, I'm planning to stick up the film that we did.
Oh yeah,
when you've got that ready with your permission.
Film? Which one? The short film.
The
we're doing
short
that.
Film.
Oh
that
yeah,
we did
we've
the
just,
weekend.
We've actually just filmed, haven't we? We need
yes,
to talk
we
about it. We'll talk about that next week anyway.
Yes.
Too much to talk about.
God.
It's all coming to us now. And
so
I'm...
busy.
Yeah.
It's late. We're allowed.
It is.
Yes, so you can find my website at www.wayne-ingram.co.uk.
And we should be up on iTunes soon, hopefully.
Well, if Apple hurry up and pull their fingers out and email me back.
Although Wayne did decide to put us in the design category.
Look, I accidentally clicked what I thought was off a screen and was actually on the screen that I was on. We clicked send before I got to check all the information, and it put us under the category of design, okay?
Well, let's just hope that Apple, the guys who invented the iPad, have the ingenious brains to put us in the right category.
Well, they'll probably just email me back and go, you're not design.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
The poor guy that's got to listen to it.
So then I'm going to have to email them back and wait another week for them to flipping... Ugh.
Anyway, we better wrap this show up.
Yes.
It's getting late. I need to go to bed. I've got to be up early. You've got to be up early. We've got to go. That's us. We're out. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
That was some random end to the show.